Cannon.
I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down and boys wanna hate. I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, don't make me feel like a
crazy.
I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I leave them on the streets dead. I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I got them diamonds in my mouth.
Well, it's that grind gripper from Houston, Texas. That bar sippin' it, bar no plex. I'm straight up out of that Swisher house where G'd ass right out of check. So check the neck, check the wrist. I'm ballin' status from head to toe. My jewelry shop sell more grills than George Foreman, baby. Now you know that ain't an igloo, that's my watch, and that ain't snow, baby. That's my chain, that's not an ice tray, that's my teeth, and that's not a snow cone, that's my ring. That ain't Kool-Aid up in my cup. I stay sippin' that purple oil. I stay flippin' the slab on foes. Cause I'ma hustle till I'm in the soil. My wrist game is one of a kind. Petty Philippe worth 100K. My work schedule out on the block is mash out night and grind all day. No 401K for a hustler, just bleed the block and stack that paper. MOB when it come to hoes, in a 40 cal when it come to haters. We authentic players, not counterfeit. Got a 600 Benz with a fog kit. Got hoes at the HK turning tricks. Out running the track trying to make me rich. I'm too legit to quit stacking up that paper till I'm gone. So I'ma be working with Will and catching splinters, riding 20 inches up better or chrome.
I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down and boys wanna hate. I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, don't make me pull out the chopper. I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I leave them on the streets dead. I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I got them diamonds in my mouth.
Houston, Texas got the streets burning, popping seals with them foes turning. Rookie boys, they still learning, losing cash, I'm still earning. Get my bread while I shake the Fed, keep them dimes in and out my bed. Jump in the drop to convert the top and let them bop on candy red. Leather seats with that wood eye, they don't know what my hood bought. Trying to take the young gun spot, I'm platinum bound and still hot. Haters off in my mix again, pimping bras plus pimping pins. Multiplying, I gotta win, keep that ice looking clear again. Out the roof, still chunking deuce. Riding slab and hopping juice. Diamond grill with plenty of skill. Just pass the mic and I let it loose. Independent still chasing bucks. 22s on Porsche trucks. Model chicks with them big old butts. Killer clans with them big old nuts. Hit the club with my game tight. Hoes bopping my fame right. Did a thing the same night. Boys talking, it's all hype. Cut the check when I run my mouth. Roll a green like I'm playing golf. Texas boys be going off. Representing the north and south.
I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down and boys wanna hate. I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, don't make me pull out the chopper. I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I leave them on the streets dead. I chopped up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I got them diamonds in my mouth.
I'm from Port Arthur, Texas, representing till I'm dead. Pimpin' almost died in the 80s, boys was dead. Bitches was on crack and the legs wasn't rolling. But the game done been revived, cause now the south side is holding. Pockets stay swollen, what do we do with all the cash? Drive 84 but rich with TV jumping up out the dash. Pistol in the stash, even though I'm on parole. Nigga try me with that fuck shit, bitch, I leave your body cold.
From the land of grain, paint the paint, 84s in the chrome grill. It's Texas, baby, dirty south, P-A-T, you know we real, we packing K's, Desert E, A-R's and them 38s, we serving nothing but China white, player, we don't sell that dirty weight, big bun beater, hold it down, rep the town to the fullest, whether it be on the mic or in them streets busting them bullets, don't pull it with me. I won't pull it on you and leave you ventilated, UGK is back on the block and you Marxist fin, I hate it.
I chunked up the deuce for the south and the north, boys talking down and boys wanna hate, I chunked up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, don't make me pull out the chopper. I chunked up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I leave them on the streets dead. I chunked up the deuce for the south and the north.
Yo,
what's up?
Yo,
beep, 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 beep.
There's some shit going on.
Sorry, guys. It's my birthday weekend.
We live. Live show.
We live, baby.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. We live and local. We're recording right now as we speak.
You hear that? You're getting rowdy, baby. You leaving?
Okay. He's going to go grab a chair. He'll be back. No, you can get yourself a beer. You're a grown ass man.
I know.
Tell him right now. See you won't.
What's good in the hood?
Hey, give me that Kawama.
Like, could you grab me a beer?
Oh, my Kawama's right here. Oh.
Beer. A beer? I'll take a beer. Beer.
I've been so thirsty for like 2 hours.
Thank you, Captain.
It's my birthday weekend. I'm turning the big 3-0.
Whole gang is here plus some.
Oh, wait till the Patreon. I ain't ready for the Patreon.
Patreon's gonna be crazy.
Shout out to I'm gonna say this real quick because I respect them. Shout out to Josh and Jarrell for putting people on the Patreon.
Oh, that's lit.
Thank you.
I don't know if he changed his membership, but I did see Josh or Jarrell is in on the
Ash in the bag.
The bag in front of you.
Ash in the bag. Smoke that cigarette.
Jarrell was signed up on the $5 tier.
Man. Oh, shout out Jarrell.
I don't know if he still is.
Hey, if Jarrell still signed up to the $5 tier, shout out Jarrell. He's the only one.
First 500 people can get in for $1 a month if they so choose. After that, $5 a month.
As a matter of fact, I just pay for my patron subscription.
Shout out Josh. Shout out. We have the whole gang here. Shout out my boy Josh. Pedrosa.
He chooses violence.
The Latino.
Come on now.
He's violent as fuck. He's not violent, but what he says is violent. What up? We're recording a podcast. Good. What do you want?
We're recording a podcast.
Yeah, right now. What's up?
What is it called?
Premium Products Podcast.
Okay.
We're about to record the Patreon outside so all y'all can be in it. Oh. Do you want to be in it? You want to sit down?
Yeah.
You're my boy Chris just showed up.
That orange mic right there can be picked up.
That orange mic can be picked up anytime as you want.
Okay. Yeah. That is the guest mic.
So if y'all want to join the podcast, this is an hour-long podcast. But I know everybody's going to have a great time. I'm playing music outside as we speak.
Oh, damn. I didn't want one. But who I asked for one?
Like a year ago.
Yeah, we started a year ago. I've been doing this for a year straight. This is my podcast. Join the Patreon. It's $1 a month. $1 a month.
Come on,
you pay more on other shit.
What are you laughing for, bro?
Yeah, you pay more on your... No, I'm being dead ass. Look, he gave me another $1. This man paid for the next 2 months.
You gotta listen to me, though. No, I gotta hear what y'all talk about, though. I can't just
thank you.
We talk about sneakers.
It's a...
Patreon is whatever you want to talk about.
It's $1 a month.
Bro, it's a sneaker podcast.
You know, Luis, the guy that would walk like this.
Sinceros, Luis Sinceros.
Oh,
that's his brother Chris.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
You walk like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris. You know what I'm gonna say something. You lost a lot of weight. Yeah, I'm gonna be real with you.
I'm real with you.
I seen that. You lost the weight. If no one's told you, you look good, bro. You're looking good. You're looking good, bro. I hope I respect that, and I hope the best for you. Being dead ass. Dead ass.
You going over there, Josh number two?
I hope you.
Josh two.
If you ever want to run together, let me know, bro. I run 5Ks every day.
I'm good.
5Ks, bro. 3 miles is nothing to me.
If you ever want to go on a 3-day
adventure, hit me up. No, there's a yin and a yang.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's really kind. He can't always be good.
Hey.
He's always down.
Was it Baker Park was the 3 mile run?
What is it? Baker Park is 1.75.
Yeah,
you have to run it twice.
Okay.
You have to run it twice to be a 5K. It's nothing crazy.
I was going to say it was 1.5.
No. To run a 5K is 2 times around Herman Baker Park.
Oh, wow.
Well, 2 times.
So Herman Baker Park is a little bit over 5.
Waterloo? Waterloo, you can hit a 5K at Waterloo. Take,
right?
Yeah.
You can make it longer when you go through like the...
So we all went to Piner, right?
Yeah.
I did not. You got to turn the mic on.
I remember that. And football.
There's a switch.
Yeah, that was it.
How long did it take you to run a mile?
Mine was 4 minutes 30 seconds.
Okay, well, you 110
no,
pounds.
Nah, bro.
Hey, did you, did he do the one where the bus take you over there to Center Street?
Wildcatcher?
Nah. No. He didn't do that
one. No. I was the last year. No. OG. OG. Hey, OG. Yeah. Will, you was there? OG. Will was there?
I don't even know why we're jacking you up, but yeah.
No, you weren't there. You weren't there.
Marcos beats me, bro, because my fastest mile was like 5 minutes something.
You push me?
For something to be 4 minutes.
What pushed
minutes,
you?
What pushed me was that I was on B team and all of the like preppy, rich, A team kids.
Yeah.
Were like, you know.
You hated them?
I had something to prove.
I was there. I hated those rich white kids, bro.
What was that one guy? Harlan something?
Harlan Lane?
Yeah, fuck
Skinny
him.
P?
Fuck that.
Hey, full name.
Damn, that's...
No, look, I say that because he was like...
Hey, you know what? No, leave it. No, he knows what's up. Okay. He knows what's up.
I'm going to still cut it.
No. Do what you need to do, but just say I leave it.
I don't want to get sued.
No. I'll take all that smoke.
Look,
I know where he stays.
I hate racists.
I know where you stay, bro. I know where your mama stay.
Yeah.
Miss Lane, I know where she stays. Don't try me. Skinny P. Skinny P.
Who did you say?
I know you're my president of my class. I know where to find you, bro. Nah. I'm ready.
What did you say, Holland?
He knows better. Skinny P. I'm not going to say his last name no more.
Mine was
Okay. That's different. Yeah. Hey, fuck him too. Bro, I don't know.
I don't fuck with racists.
Hey,
I'm part Jewish.
Damn, what?
Yeah, bro. 23 and me.
You're not ready for the picture.
He shut us up. He shut us up right there.
I'm his cousin. I'm 0.3% Nigerian.
Nigerian? No, what you want the fuck? Get out of here. You're not Nigerian?
You want me to show you my 23 and me?
Please show me your 23 and me. Yeah, I want to see your 23 and me. If it says anything Nigerian, I would chug a beer right now.
Algerian or Nigerian?
Nigerian.
That's exactly.
If this man pulls out anything Nigerian, I'm chugging a beer right the fuck now.
I'm only this. I can't hold it up there.
I'm only this.
I can go to Martin Luther King Park and be like,
Josh, number one. How do we feel about this? I want to hear your.
I'm not Nigerian or anything, but I don't know.
I'm about to smack this man in the back of his neck so hard.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, honestly.
Hey, should I Michael Jordan this fool, bro? I got a big ass hit. I can fucking grab it.
Keep it up, Jordan. Nigga. That hit really hard.
Did you just mute me?
No. I played a sound effect.
I let him hear.
What's going on? Oh, my God.
Keep it up. I'm a nigga.
I love Vince.
Cocksucker is still there.
Yeah, you're still a certified cocksucker.
I've never touched one.
Well, you don't need to touch one to be the cocksucker.
I never touched a cock.
I mean, the only cock I touch is my own, bro. Like, the fuck? I ain't touching that. Hey, pause.
We went to a weird direction.
Hey.
No,
we ran 10 minutes in.
Are we only 10 minutes in?
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like we've been talking for like 2 hours.
More, start it off, man.
It's my birthday. I'm 30.
Dirty 30 years old.
30. I can still squat 500 plus pounds. No problem.
Three for reps.
I challenged him. I told him I could fold
him. I fold him so hard. No problem. He got folded.
I put up a good challenge.
And I wasn't like trying, bro. I had my odometer on me. I had my oxygen reader on me at the same time, bro. I wasn't trying. I had gold teeth on me.
Oh, man.
Bro, at the end of it, I played with me and him. I let him try whatever he needed to do, and he was good. Okay, I respect that. Okay, he is Nigerian. God damn, he's Nigerian as hell. Damn.
Where's that beer chug, though?
How do we know this is legit?
It's 23 and me, bro. Like, I don't know
big time. This is big time.
I don't know what to tell you. I had to drink my beer.
You don't worry about like them like selling your like genetic.
I'm 20% Nigerian, bro.
Genetic data.
He's illegal. He don't care about anything.
My girlfriend did it too. Her ancestors were so racist. They were just every shade of white. England, Irish, Yugoslavia.
It was just he don't care.
Different shades of white.
I'm going to be honest with you, Colin. He don't care.
I would love to be Slavic, low-key.
I thought you was from Croatia.
No. That was the mountains of Caucasus. Italian and Irish. Yeah.
Oh, you've been to Croatia?
Yeah, I've been out there.
Oh, okay. I want to go to Croatia. Boy with the boys trip to Croatia.
Blue eyes. Beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah, I'm straight Aryan.
He's in straight Aryan.
No, but I think I do have a little bit like French, German.
French, German?
And then I know my like great-grandmother was Swedish.
Sure. My family is straight spick.
But yeah. I know I'm more Irish than anything, and then
I'm a bean for real.
I know you're not
straight Italian.
I know.
Yes, I am.
Even though I'm fake.
How am I not? Tell me how am I not?
Easy.
How?
Most natives are like 5 feet tall, bro.
There
ain't no way,
bro. There was tall Indians. There was tall Indians. Native American.
El Lechero.
The fucking warriors from the Aztecs were like 6 foot plus. I'm a fucking Aztec warrior. I don't have the tuxedo thong on right now, but like, what the fuck? Hey, you can listen. I'm listening to you.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. You didn't have the mic on, but now you have the mic on.
I didn't know, man. I was holding it for this guy right here.
Well, I'm native. I'm more native than anything.
He's got more Portuguese than him.
You're not. Sure.
This man's straight from Barcelona. Barcelona.
Yeah, like I said, he's
Barcelona.
Catalonia.
He has fucking a list when he speaks.
My last name is straight up from.
You say your team.
Medrosa. This man is racist. He is related to Hernan Cortez.
Who's that one singer?
He's related to the conquistador of the Native Americans of an Aztec.
Where was your family during the Spanish Revolution?
In Spain.
Who's that one?
This man thinks.
Were they pro Franco?
He was everything you think it is.
Yeah, when I first came into the country, I definitely lied about being Spanish. I had to do what I had to do.
Do you know like where your family's like from? Like
Mexico City.
I do know that my last name, Pedrosa, I know that that is a Spanish last name. And I know for a fact that I had like Spanish blood on me. But I'm straight Mexican, you know, like at the end of the day, I was born and raised, you know, I do not
born and raised when
Spanish culture,
second grade in
like,
fucking Sherman,
whatsoever. Like their Spanish is way different.
Yeah.
But, you know, like just to be cool, when I came into the country, like I lied and I said that I was from Spain because
you too,
because people loved it, bro.
You too,
bro.
It makes you sound more exotic.
People fucking loved it, like, dude. As soon as I told them I was Mexican, it was like, oh, wow.
It's like, you got Marcos,
like, oh, bro, another beaner.
It's like,
dude, goddamn beaners, like, fucking hate them. God damn it, send them back.
I wish you could see their eyes, it would be like,
white power.
God damn it.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you.
18 minutes. I'm going to have to cut that out.
You're good, bro.
What did Medusa used to be? What is Vivo used to be called? Medusa, right?
Medusa's, yes. And before that, it was Purgatory.
So fucking Mike and Jason took me to Medusa. But apparently,
Medusa had only like Illuminati.
Apparently, you had to be 21 to go in if you were a guy. Yeah.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Damn, they didn't let you in. But nah, they're really strict.
These people met me outside, and they're like, what's your name? And I told them, it's Marcel. Because Marcos, you think of Mexico. Marcel.
I think I spell
Marcel.
Marcel's a little bit more like European.
No, I like my Marcel.
It is. You know what I tell people my name is?
Mojiki.
Moses. And they're like, I'm going to move out of his way. I'm 6'4". I'm 6'4", 280 pounds of solid muscle. Like, any security that gets in front of me, I'm like, I will put you through this wall right now.
I could fold him.
Like, I will fold you right now.
I could fold him.
Like, every security guard is on my good side. Anytime shit gets wild, security looks at me and is like, what's up? I'm like, what's up? I'm good. They ain't good. And they talk to them. Because they know I'm good. I appreciate you for doing that.
I'm about to roll up. If I see you,
no, bro, too, bro, I'm 6'4", 280 pounds, and I can deadlift 610 pounds.
And he's got a beard.
I got, okay, that too. I can squat 550 plus pounds. I can deadlift. Bro. I can bench 365, bro. Like,
he's got a master's.
Yeah, and I can run a 5K in less than 30 minutes.
Josh,
I'm not just a fucking strong motherfucker. I'm an athlete.
He played for the Sherman Bearcats.
I'm 280 pounds and running a 5K in less than 30 minutes, bro.
Yeah, that's when you told me you ran the 5K.
So what happened to the Battle of the Axe?
Oh, I don't know, because I had the Battle of the Axe for 4 years.
Oh, y'all won?
Bro.
We were in Josh.
Bro, what do you mean? I never lost the Battle of the Axe. Did you lose the Battle of the Axe? I didn't lose the Battle of the Axe either.
Technically, I didn't lose it because I never went to a game.
No, I never lost. You know why? Because I saw the axe, I'm like, yeah, that's mine. And guess what happened? It was mine.
Bro, you were the biggest nigga in high school for like 4 years.
And I'm the same size I am now as I am in high school.
Yeah.
I'm 6'4", 280. I'm the same size I was at 17 years old, now at 30. I'm the same exact. I never gained weight or lost weight. I've been the same exact size since I was 17 years old. Yes. Because don't know what's going on with me. I ain't gonna lie. I'm built different. Jesus loves me. I bring everything to God.
Because I know some guys that are built like this.
Our God is an awesome God. Yeah, there's some people built like Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, he was a Jedi.
Couldn't be me.
Island. Fuck him.
Couldn't be me. If you built like Stephen Hawking, then that's crazy. Bro. Hey, if you're trying to see titties, let me know. I'll put you at the strip club.
I mean, he was at the island.
Yeah, he was at the island. I'm not going to be at the island.
No. I just went past it.
No. I'm like, you going to the island? I ain't going, bro. I'm going home.
I've never been an island.
I'm going home. I don't even go to the bar. I don't even go to a local bar.
Y'all want to go to Rendezvous on a Thursday?
If you go to Rendezvous on a Thursday... Your mama much. Don't love you.
You're doing too much.
I was telling them the story about
when the pastor touched you.
Oh, when I threw a man off the porch.
Damn. You Catholic?
I'm not. I'm Baptist.
I'm not.
Certified Southern Baptist. Our God is an awesome God.
You believe in God? I was Catholic and an altar boy. I somehow
escaped. You didn't get raped?
Nope.
Hey, like what's up? Like, my boy didn't get raped. My boy didn't get raped. Hey, gang. Gay gang?
Right.
Hey, you got raped? That's crazy. Couldn't be me.
Would you go to St. Mary's?
Me neither.
He did. Oh, I'm Baptist. Well, I'm not Catholic.
I went to St. Patrick's.
Okay, so you remember the father that short, like silver hair?
Yes. Jeremy, yeah.
So he actually came out that he was doing.
Right. Yeah. Well, he like assaulted some woman like when he was in like college.
Ah, that's fine.
That's like that's why okay. He got like removed from Sherman or whatever.
Who did?
The like priest out in Sherman. Because there was like something that came out that like he like
allegations
like some like shit that happened, but
did
then
it actually happen though?
Yeah.
He beat a bitch's ass, and then they got salty because they beat a bitch's ass.
No,
that's why I can't be a priest. Because Jesus loves me as I am, but y'all don't love me as I am.
I love as you are.
If I beat up a woman, there's a reason why I beat up a woman.
I invited you to Hayday once.
Yes, he did.
You beat up a.
But I don't want to. Yes, two. Actually,
well, you're okay, well.
Yes.
Again, this is the free episode.
No, it is the free episode. So. No, I'll say this. They try to jump my girlfriend. Jump my girlfriend.
I'm with you. I'm with
they
you.
Tried, they was jump three against one of my girlfriend. Bro, who am I to let my girlfriend get jumped in front of me? You going to let your girlfriend get jumped in front of you?
Hell no.
Three against one. You're going to let your girlfriend get jumped in front of you.
The only time she gets jumped is whenever I, you know.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, bro. Oh, my God. This man about to say something wild right now.
Boy, start housekeeping. All
right. Welcome to the.
Your question, no. All
right. Welcome to the Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/thePPP. Podcast on Instagram. the_PPP_ on Twitter. YouTube is on there, Premium Products Podcast.
Tap
in. We've been flagged a bunch, so
Two episodes
been flagged. It is what it is.
I've been reported on.
If I've been flagged, that means I'm doing something right.
But on the topic of allegations, remember
Hulk Hogan loves me.
Dennison accused those three dudes of, like, you know, assaulting her, and it was untrue.
I have no idea. Moises,
okay, Moises, yes, but let's finish with the housekeeping, Moises, real quick.
We're gonna start with the housekeeping. Thank you.
Okay, so we have a movie episode once a month. Yeah, we just got done.
Patreon, you get access to the Discord. There's like a Minecraft server.
420 Minecraft server. Get on it.
Yeah, set up a Twitch soon. So,
oh, Twitch coming soon.
Yeah. Yeah, or probably YouTube Live. I think you can get away with more shit on there.
Okay.
Some shit coming soon.
All right. My boy Moises is gonna start with.
I'm gonna start with the fit check. Okay, my fit check is not as good because I've been cooking 45 pounds on the grill. Hold I ain't on. Got no
Who
right,
made
bro.
The ribs.
Shout out to my boy William, Grill Master Will. He's in here. My boy Grill Master's in here. Bro, if Grill Master Will is on the grill, just know the fucking food is gonna be fire.
He's gonna be on the bass.
He's gonna be, bro. If Will is on the grill, just know that you're gonna have the best food in your life. All right. Hey, if you got problems with Will, you got problems with me, and I will fight you right now.
Gordon Ramsay, pull up.
I'll fight Gordon Ramsay right now if I need to.
Moises, tell them I'll fold him.
I'll fold everybody right now. I don't care. Don't have problems with my boy Will, Grill Master.
I went to school with his brother.
My boy, so did you.
But let's say what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a New Balance. I don't know what New Balance is.
You got that arch support.
Well, tell them about your new shoes, though.
I got the New Balance 993 on in the blue GR colorway. But since it is my birthday,
homeboy got the.
This is this when this releases is the day after my birthday. I got the. Shout out, my girl.
I forgot. Happy Ramadan. Ramadan is ended. Day you're listening to this.
Shout out to my Muslims.
Happy Ramadan.
I know a lot of Muslims at work. Muslim. Shout out to them. They can finally brush their teeth. God damn, bro. They fucking breath stink. God damn.
Can we get a word from the shoes?
Anyways, the shoes.
It's not about them.
The new shoes I got is the A6. Nice. Shout out to A6.
That's a letter A with the number 6.
Fire. Hold on. A6 Gel Light. Cleanest in fire. The light steel orange colorway, a.k.a. the with collab.
The VV.
The Vivian Westwood.
What's that right there?
And A6 What's collab. That right that's Vivian Westwood.
That's an alien, right?
Yeah, no. So I believe this shoe came out. He's talking about this.
Oh, the like crest.
Yeah, the crest. So Vivian Westwood. If you don't know who Vivian Westwood is, get your head out the ass and know, because Vivian Westwood makes some fire ass jewelry, especially her pearls. R.I.P. Vivian Westwood, because she passed away.
Bunch of clean clothes too.
Clean clothes as well. She came out with a collab with A6. This has been my shoe. I've been trying to get this shoe since it's been announced.
When did it drop? What year?
2018, I want to say.
They have a pretty long history with A6.
Okay.
A lot of collabs.
Ain't gonna lie. This motherfucker said clean as fuck.
Okay. Very clean. Yes. It's like my fucking grail. I can't wait to wear these. I'm going to pull out the flyest fit with these.
He's going
to
be the flyest guy in 100
I'm wearing my grills. I'm wearing my diamond pinky rings.
Wear a neutral outfit.
No, I'm wearing all black. I'm wearing all black. I got the fucking fit.
Do the black drink.
Bruh. I got so many. If I was to pull out all my shirts I have right now, I have over 200-300 pairs. There's some Harley Davidson vintage shirts by as well. Who's an XL? Because I'll give them away right now if who's an XL.
I tried an XL Magnum once.
I'll take it.
Yeah, okay. I got plenty of XL old vintage Harley Davidson shirts that was given to me. Don't tell me how I got the connection with these plugs. They love giving me shit.
We tapped in.
Yeah, I'm tapped the fuck in with Harley Davidson.
Bro,
I got it like that. Who wants a shirt? I'll give everybody a shirt right now. All right, I'll give y'all to have the pack. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I have so many. There's like 150 shirts right behind you right now. Yeah, and not including the shirts that are inside the room. I have over 400 pairs of shirts, like 20 pairs of jeans, 50 pairs of hoodies.
The Hell's Angels?
Bro, I got all that. I got some hats right now. Hey, don't tell Jarrell, but I'm about to give him a hat.
Oh, shit.
And I know which hat I'm going to give him. He's going to cry. You want a shirt? I gave you a shirt. I don't give a fuck, bro. You an XL. I'll give you a... Look, look.
Give me a hoodie.
Can you pass me that cowboy hat?
No, the cowboy hats are mine. I don't give a fuck. I pay money. I pay good money for those. Yeah. Hold on, hold on. I said the shirts. I didn't say the hats. Hold on. I got some vintage.
I'm gonna look like someone's girlfriend.
Boy says let me borrow one of his hoodies, bro.
Remember
that everything got me not to fucking steal that shit, bro. Like,
bro, it was the Travis Scott Astro World 2000 and like the second one with the very baggy hoodie.
Yeah,
it's like it's like one of the best hoodies ever, bro, and it glows in the dark.
Yo, yeah. Speaking about hoodies, me, did you ever see like, the red YCMB hoodie in high school?
Yes,
that was mine.
I had.
Who do you think you are, bro?
I rocked some truck fit back in high school.
I was mad. Bro.
Oh, you had some truck fit.
I really thought I was like big game, being a high stepper escort.
We're gonna keep going with that.
You was a high stepper escort. That sounds weird when you say escort.
I rode in the back of the bus.
Yeah. Oh damn, you was fucking. Them hoes, nah, damn, that's crazy.
I was loaning them my sweaters, never getting them back.
Damn, you was in the hoodies.
Jackie Perez fucked me.
Jackie Perez fucked you?
No, not like
just wait.
She never. Don't say last name. Jackie fucked you, bro.
She never gave me my hoodie back. That's what I mean by fuck.
Ah, okay. Clear. I thought she took your virginity.
Nah,
took it.
That's my uncle.
Keep going with the housekeeping.
There's no more housekeeping.
Oh, yeah, we're done with housekeeping. You got we're on fit check.
Fit check. Okay, my bad. That was on me. I'm wearing the New Balance 993s and GR like blue colorway because I've been cooking
with the arch
me all day with the arch support.
Because those like started out grayish, right?
No,
like,
they're blue.
No, but it's like a tan, like on the outside, right?
Blue and gray.
Or were they all navy,
nah, bro?
No, they're all navy.
They've always been.
It's all navy. They're all navy.
Blue and gray.
There's a lot of dust on them because I was using them yesterday to clean. They're all blue, the same color.
When they age, they like look a little like, yeah, like tannish. No,
yeah. That's why I like them a lot because I don't really clean these a lot. I let them age how they are.
Socks.
Well, because these are good socks, really bro. Good. Come on now.
And I mean,
socks are my socks are gold toe socks.
More. There you go.
Gold toe socks.
I don't know what that means, but they're gold toe.
Shout out Dillard's for gold toe socks. Ross, TJ Maxx.
I got arrested at dinner.
I just got some polo socks. Shout out to Itam. And her husband.
Her husband?
Yeah, Jesus, that's his name.
He's a roofer?
No, he's not. He's a QA. He works in quality. Hold on. There's someone's naked knocking. We're recording right now. What's up? All right. Okay, I'm wearing some Nike gym shorts. Just something light because I've been cooking.
Set tripping.
You know, yeah, I'm set tripping hardest, but I don't care.
The New Balance.
Nike New Balance is the same. N. All right, and I'm wearing a fucking vintage or Walmart American as fuck patriotic shirt.
He's got a Mustang.
I got the Mustang running through the front and the red, white, and blue. Bro, I'm proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free.
You think so?
I'm fucking America's fuck.
All right.
That's what I'm rocking. Pedrosa, what you wearing?
Fuck, counterclockwise.
I don't know the name of these shoes, but I know.
And them Adidas is fire. They're Forums, like I think. I think they look like Forums.
Offsprings. No. Offspring.
Offsprings. Okay. I apologize.
I really like these shoes.
It looks like a ZX type of model.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm a really big fan. I'm wearing some denim jeans.
There you go.
It's a collab. Wait, those are a collab with what? Offspring?
Offspring with Adidas. What is the fish on? And there's something when about
got the game and pants on.
Something about
yeah. Up, he's specific for Maury's birthday.
Something about like
I bought these overalls just for his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fresh. $40.
Oh like, shit!
I respect that so much. Like the whole so fucking much.
I wonder. I don't know. I think this is a ZX model.
You tweeted
I'm just not
about
sure.
This shoe.
Let me see.
The only reason why I got this shoes is because Moses tweeted about it.
Bro, if I love a shoe, my bad.
He said these are really clean.
These are clean. I'm not, yeah, bro. Are these not clean?
Those are hard.
Bro, are these not clean? They're so clean. Yeah. They're so, bro. Nah, bro. Y'all tripping.
SpongeBob's boots in the one episode.
That's actually a UK collab. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
They didn't come out in the US. These shoes didn't come out in the US. Ooh.
Hey, I'm just seeing you on top.
Exclusives.
To get them from the UK to the US. It was like $50, bro, for the. It was,
hold on.
But
fire shoe. Fire.
Really cool. Oh, you was determined.
Oh, bro. I wanted them. But I'm wearing these shoes. Some
I'm proud to be an American.
There you go.
Pie para, super tired.
Can
shirt.
I ask a question real quick?
Para.
How does it feel to be tall?
It sucks.
It feels amazing.
It fucking sucks.
I look down on everyone. Yeah.
What are the cons? What are the
He's 6'1". I'm 6'4", so it's a
difference.
Those
are the Adidas ZX 420.
It's cons because you hit your head on everything.
420, dude.
But you can reach the top shelf.
I can reach the top shelf at 5'10". Bro.
You're easy to find.
Adidas ZX 420.
ZX 420. Shout out 420.
420.
Wait till the 420 episode on Patreon.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be lit.
Just wait.
We're on Twitch.
On Twitch.
So,
maybe.
Hey, you getting on?
Pull up too.
You better fucking get on.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
High craft.
420.
High craft. Shout out.
Right after I report.
I gotta be there, bro.
No, Josh, we're gonna record on our house because we're gonna play on our server.
Yeah. Okay. It's gonna be. We're gonna play on our server.
So if you wanna come over to my house,
it'd be through like Discord.
105.5.
So when did you decide you wanted a profession and staring at guys pee?
Some shit. What?
If you what the Marcos? What the fuck are you saying?
Oh, me and him were talking about probation.
All right.
Oh, okay.
And then I told him that one time when I was peeing in the cup, I told the officer. So when did you decide that you wanted to watch men urinate? Because he was a probation officer.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to do announcements?
They didn't.
Or
like
drops,
they
didn't releases.
Most of them gay. We can get my dude's it. Gay.
What?
The dude that texts me when I report.
Like cool gay or like weird gay?
The dude, he's another binary. I don't know.
Because there's cool gay and then there's weird.
I guess he's cool. He asked me where I work. I don't know.
What are you talking about here?
We're just talking about probation
officers.
I'll be getting there. I never been in probation.
He's tall and he's never been arrested. Aren't you just lucky?
Never been in jail.
Go ahead, Colin.
I got the Packers on shoes.
You want to change it?
No.
I don't know. I think these are just Columbia pants. Polo. Waffle hoodie.
These are dangerous.
The polo waffle hoodie is dangerous.
Species on.
I got some.
Rumpled up in the leather pants.
Hey, Josh, make sure you say what your shirt says.
I got you.
BOM.
Bro, your shirt's fire, Josh.
You want me to be a douchebag.
No, be a douchebag. It's my birthday. Hey, all I want for my birthday is for Josh to be a douchebag.
Okay, I got the Ambush Air Forces on black.
Yeah.
Fire.
For those that don't know what those are, subscribe to
Japanese brand streetwear. It's Ambush with the black Air Force. Shout out you
black
know.
Air Force
with the white swoosh with the overlay. Yeah. It's fire.
It, with the extended swoosh on it as well.
Extended swoosh.
He's got the fucking crocodile pants on.
I got the faux leather crocodile pants on.
Shout out PETA.
Specifically for Moises.
They look warm.
You know what I'm saying?
I wish they were real alligator.
And then I got
The flannel.
Yeah, I got the gray and
you
red.
Got IBS?
Looking like a lumberjack.
Yeah. Iterable Bound Syndrome.
Then I got the IBS white shirt on from Zoomies. So.
Shout out Zoomies.
He got the
what does IBS mean, Josh?
He got the middle of the mall chain.
Tell him, Josh, what the IBS stands for.
Mall chains.
It's you him.
Hey, tell him what
the shirt
says, man.
All right, we got a little IBS. Yeah, what is it? Some Bates syndrome.
I'm dyslexic,
so that shit kind of hurts.
Here, let me read it.
I'm looking. Irresistible Bates syndrome. That IBS. Hey, that boy hitting it with it. Hey,
I don't know what that means, but it means something.
He even said what it means. I couldn't even hear what he's. Josh, can you explain that?
The irresistible Bates syndrome.
What does that mean?
Ever since
I have my bachelor's degree,
it's kind of self-explanatory.
You don't need to know how to read.
It pretty much means Josh is too sexy for them hoes.
It's too sexy.
Shout out Drake. Shout out Future. Too sexy for you.
Too sexy for this.
I pull when I want to.
Yeah, facts.
This man is the sun.
The Son, the Ghost, and the Holy Spirit.
All right, William.
What you rocking, bro?
All right, so on the fit check, we're looking down at some Nike Air Force Ones. Got a little flower pattern on them.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, the swoosh look pretty good. Hey, it's pretty good. Yeah. White bottom, black top. Ain't too bad.
We're killing it.
Black Air Force activity, but threw a little bit of white in there. Yeah, try to stay calm. But we got the Lucky brand, you know, jeans on.
Okay.
Hey, if you look on the inside, it says Lucky Me. Hey, that's for the girls. You already know.
This is a player.
A black frock and short sleeve on from Walmart. We got a silver chain. A little huskies.
No, this has been a lady killer.
Is this
who does he think he is?
Is this pre-COVID Walmart?
No, no, post-COVID.
I had to get it early. You know, I got out late from work, but I got this early in the morning. Yeah. That's the fit check.
Yeah, my boy. Okay, hey. Shout out my farmer, Marcos.
I got the boots I got for Christmas 3 years ago. They're leather. They got like patches and shit. They got a white stripe.
That's a okay.
White stripe.
I got square the fucking, toes.
I got the washed denim. Washed denim. Overalls that you can find at it used to be called Orchelins.
Orchelins? Oh, okay, right next to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's cost
$40.
America. Talk that shit, Marcos.
Somebody give me a phone. Check out this fucking pocket link.
America.
Yeah. Como la pene.
I got the red Carhartt. What's this
called? Shout out Carhartt, pocket tee flannel.
I'm not the size of a lumberjack, but I smell like one.
All right. Facts. Facts.
I cut my pinky. I can't make a fist anymore.
Oh, that's crazy. I can make that work.
Dog, I saw somebody almost cut their like half their hand, like finger off. It, but like, the fuck?
Hey, how about the fanny bag, bro?
Fanny bag. A
big Nike.
Somebody give me a beer that'll fit. Check it out.
Nice. Swag.
You see this? It spills all the time.
It's screaming America.
But I got it.
America.
All right, Chris. Tell them how fat your cock is.
Back is pretty far.
See, I got these Aces black shoes with a little hole on them. You know, got a hole in the bitch.
Shout out Aces. Them are running shoes.
Yeah, they are. That's why they got holes in them. I ran too much.
Look like a joke guy.
He running from 12 all the time when he stay out the bar.
He be working on those.
Got the jeans, blue jeans on, black Hurley shirt.
Okay.
Bought from Sam's.
Nice.
My fit.
Jarrell, what you rocking, bro?
Go ahead.
Hey, bro. Fuck you, motherfucker, bro.
The $5 subscriber.
If I'm a $5 subscriber, you better watch how you fucking talk to me, motherfucker.
I spent my dollars.
Put some respect on his name.
I got two accounts with him, man. I got two emails.
Bro, Josh, you gotta shut up, bro, because he got you on that.
I got two emails.
Yeah, we got receipts. He do.
Logging either one of
them. $6 a month.
He paid $6 a month. You paid one. Man, I don't want to hear it.
Get your money.
OG. OG. He been paying money. Yeah, producer's credit.
I'll stomp on you in my black Vans, dog.
What does this man think he is?
Your daddy. That's what he got.
Not my daddy, but hey,
Colin.
He does pay $5.
I'm good.
Come on, Joshua, do it for the podcast.
Do it for the pod,
bro. I won't tell nobody. Just
I couldn't, my friend. I couldn't. Yeah, be my guest.
He said, "I'll do it for you."
Please.
Marcus, well, live through me.
I believe that's a fit check, so we can get a drop.
Drop that shit.
Hold on, I ain't got my phone on.
We'll probably zoom through these.
What's hell yeah in Spanish?
Mama huevo.
Mama huevo.
First up, Jordan
Poole. Be quiet. We're about to go on drops. Be quiet. Hey, be quiet, Josh. Pedrosa. Shh. Quiet, we're doing drops.
Jordan 4, Vivid Sulfur. We talked about it last week.
Yes, we did.
I like those. I hate that they come in just.
Yeah, it's a
women's
shoe.
They don't come in my size, but you know.
There you go.
This man said Down syndrome, bro. I don't want to hear this man's talk.
Have y'all seen that new PSA?
No.
I'll pull that up. We can get on that.
What is that?
Hold on.
I might save that for the Patreon.
Save it for the Patreon.
We'll save it for the Patreon. We're talking
shoes. Subscribe to the Patreon. Pay the fucking dollar.
Hey.
Or be like Jarrell. Pay
the dollar.
Adidas Crazy Infinity Lakers.
I like those.
Crazy color wave.
You said crazy.
Not
color.
Really.
Yellow's not for me. Bro.
No, I've seen them.
What are those? Look like
that's a little too loud for you.
I think it is.
I mean, yeah.
I think it is.
I can see you wearing them, Josh.
It's like an updated version of Kobe's original Adidas shoe.
I can see Josh wearing them too. What's up? Your fit is usually like neutral.
Yeah, it is, bro. So
you can pull it off.
You should wear some baggy blue jeans.
I got a pair in tan. They kind of hurt my feet.
The baggy
feet,
trend
but,
is it, bro.
Those could be fucking construction shoes if they were
steel toes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty, like, heavy plastic. They're like a basketball shoe.
Yeah,
The Infinity. Like baller.
Huh? It's like an updated version of Kobe's. Like,
I know. I see him. I see him. Like, pass him. Pass him. I got the iPad.
Oh, they're Adidas. They're not Nike.
You know?
So y'all know Newports, right?
Shut up.
Newport cigarettes? Yeah.
Have you ever seen somebody?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You sit in the hood.
I live in the hood. Yeah,
yeah. You're gonna sit in South Dallas. You're gonna see Takis.
You'll see it in North
Dallas.
You see in Dallas. The fuck?
Five points.
Hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos.
We make it fit at any.
Oh yeah.
Deep Elm is full with them. Deep Elm is full with them. For sure.
Those are nice. Those
and I'm
nice.
Proud to be an American. All right, next shoe.
Adidas Crazy Infinity Lakers comes out April 6th for $160.
April 6th. That's tomorrow. This Friday.
That's today.
Did you see
take
that?
It away.
All right, next shoes. The next ones are the New Balance 1906R and the Angora and the Reflection colorway. They both come out on my birthday, April 8th, for $155.
Eclipse Day,
total eclipse. Hey, if I get superpowers, y'all be the first ones to know because this is my 30th birthday on top of the total solar eclipse.
Motherfucker trying to live like heroes.
I'm trying to be like an Aztec warrior and can't have Quetzalcoatl or Mitactacutli or Solot in me. And I'm trying to be crazy with it. If you know, you know. If you don't know, damn, you ain't Mexican. Yeah, but these two shoes, I like the reflection colorway best.
Yeah, the reflection's the better.
It's the light gray, white, and gray colorway. Very good shoes. The Angora is like a cream stone turtle dove colorway.
I like the cream stone for sure.
This is the cream stone colorway. Right here.
I like the cream stone.
I like the white and gray, the white Cassawot rain cloud colorway. That's my favorite one out of all of them.
I'm not a big fan of just gray and white.
I am because I wear all black. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would look clean.
I got a, hey, not gonna lie, I got a Frosty the Snowman shirt, but it was from Houston, and it's this pocket full of snow, and it's the snowman smoking weed with some white and with the lean cup on him.
Oh yeah, that's
it's still in the packet for Christmas because you know. Oh, it was supposed to come in for Christmas last year, but it didn't come in until February.
Damn.
The fuck?
You know what a primo is.
I know what a primo is. The Josh, fuck? Come on, man. I'm from the fucking streets.
You wasn't raised around that type of... Come on, now.
You know what a primo is?
Hell no.
You never been to MLK Park?
I hate you so much right now, bro. But I love you.
I'm from Mexico.
I'm from Mexico. Y'all know. Usted va a ser el perrico.
I know what's up.
This man does Fenty.
I know what's up.
No Rihanna.
Fucking fast.
No Rihanna. Fenty, no Rihanna.
No Rihanna. What do you mean?
Fenty, no Rihanna. Y'all know what the fuck I mean?
Oh my God, bro. What are you? Fenty, no Rihanna.
Fenty, no Rihanna. Y'all know what the fuck I mean? Don't act brand new on me.
It's a
all right. Next shoe we have is the Air Jordan 1's High OG in the women's colorway of the chrome. It's just an all chrome shoe.
Ugly.
Ugly as fuck. I don't like it.
Keep it.
We had,
if you want it, that's cool, I guess.
We had the girls that would wear these type of shoes in school.
Yeah, well, I'm not in school for the past 12 years. I'm about to be 30.
I feel so like fuck them
you.
Bitches.
You're about to be, aren't you, today?
No. By the time this podcast comes out, it'll be the day after my birthday. So, yes, it is. This comes out on Tuesday. My birthday's on Monday. No, after the eclipse. My birthday's during the eclipse.
That's something you will wear.
You're asking who Jay-Z's wife is and not who Beyonce's husband is?
That's crazy.
That's something you will wear for her concert.
A Texas native?
Well, either way, next shoe we have is a Nike Dunk Low in the veneer colorway, April 11th for $115.
Let me see them dunks.
See like a beef and broccoli colorway.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I saw you.
Oh, Josh got them already.
He got them from the last release.
Hey, Moy, point that bad boy this way.
Hey, pass me the headphones.
What they look like on his back? Oh, let me see. Okay, I probably
yeah, know. These are fire. This comes out from the Duckling package. I'm Dunkling. Sorry, I'm lit.
It's like something that Oscar the Grouch would
ugly
wear.
Dunkling,
no, these are fire, bro. I would rock these.
Fire. They're fire.
But I'm only paying retail. I'm not paying resale on these.
How much are they retail?
Retail is $115. It comes out April 11th on sneakers and Nike.com.
I don't see them being like that crazy on resale.
No, resale is probably going to be like at most 200.
Yeah, I think I don't even think that. I think that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like 200 at most.
I think it's going to be relatively the same as
what did y'all think about these shoes?
What are those? I can't see it.
Those Heelys?
Remember the Echo Unlimited, the one that had the rhino on it?
I never really fucked with Echo, but
the only thing Echo I wore was their hoodies. Yeah, I still got Echo hoodies. If I show y'all my Echo hoodies, them hoes are over 15, 16 years old.
50 cents clothing brand.
You got G Unit.
Yeah, I had an oversized G Unit.
I love.
Damn, that whole fire.
I was the coolest kid in third grade.
I loved Echo.
Damn, third grade, that's crazy. I was in fifth or sixth.
Burlington.
Shout out Burlington.
Did we all go to Crutchfield?
No, I went to Jefferson. He went to St. Mary's. He was in Mexico.
I went to St. Mary's, Fairview, Perrin, and Wakefield.
I went to Crutchfield.
He went to Crutchfield. So you and him only went to Crutchfield.
Parent Jet, ain't that just...
No, now it is. Back in the day, it wasn't.
Yeah, it used to be in an elementary
school. Back in the day, it used to be elementary school.
Childhood. Over there where Cole used to live, right?
Yeah, yeah. It used to be an actual elementary school. Yeah, now it's like where
it's for the single
moms. Now my little brother goes there.
The people who want to graduate early.
Yeah.
Like, bro, where'd you come from? I haven't seen you.
I went to Parent.
All semester.
You went to Parent?
Yeah. It's, if you have a mental disability, or if you're trying to graduate early.
Still trying to pass freshman algebra.
Damn, you couldn't pass freshman algebra?
No.
Why didn't you talk to me?
Push them carts, son.
I really didn't know you at the time.
Well, I would have helped you.
Smile and hand out a sticker.
College algebra by only showing up to test days. I wouldn't even show up to the days that they're teaching us about it. Hey, shout out being good at math.
The hardest math I've ever did was business calculus.
Good at math and science. Yeah.
Business calculus was so fucking hard for me. I'm like, I never had a math that was actually hard for me.
I'm still trying to figure out A squared plus B squared.
Equals C squared.
Yeah, I'm still trying to
Pythagoras theorem.
You're gay.
I know what PEM does. Like I said, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, but I don't know what it means.
It means parentheses go first, then exponentials, then multiplication, then division, then addition, subtraction.
Moi rolling gorilla fingers over there.
Yeah, I got some big doinks up here in Amish country.
So.
Damn.
The Harambes.
I feel comfortable at like a fifth grade math level.
Well, Dan, that's crazy because I'm way past that.
Stupid.
No, I'm sorry. I should have said that.
That was just the one.
No, math would fuck me up right now. I'd be like, hey, figure this out.
I can figure it out right now. Give me a pen and paper.
Math, yeah,
it would
math
take me a minute. But
suit. Yeah, math was the only curriculum that like kicked me in the teeth. Everything else, fucking.
No. You know what kicked me in my teeth? Hmm? You know what kicked me in my teeth?
What?
English?
No.
Social studies?
No.
Bitches?
Science.
Not bitches.
This man is that bitches?
Yeah, physics and chemistry. Because it's
chemistry
all,
I got really science, easy. Right?
Chemistry, yeah, science. But physics math is
basically
science.
Like math, though, yeah.
Yeah, math science. So I'm just like, what the fuck?
I
couldn't comprehend math science.
It was biology, then IPC, something like that, right?
Yeah, I didn't do IPC.
Biology. Because
I was smart.
I had Coach
physics,
Maple as my
father. Damn. Shout out Coach Maple. Shout out Mariah.
Shout out Mariah.
I did.
So I'm going to say. Hey, if Mariah hears this, no.
She said no.
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 Shout out Mariah. She knows who she is if I say Coach Maple and shout out Mariah. If she listens to it, she knows what's up. I respect her.
Wait, I think I know. Okay, no.
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is like plus 10, 15, like when I graduated.
Yeah.
All right.
So you know.
Okay.
So
next shoe we have is the Converse and Dungeons and Dragons 50th Anniversary Collection. It comes out in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pairs, different pairs of Converses of the Dungeons and Dragons collection. We talked about it last week. It's for the nerds and for the scrubs and the incels, March 21st to the 24th.
It's talking about me.
It's been honoring the event, but the release is April 11th. So this shoe is coming out to represent the 50th anniversary of Dungeons and Dragons.
You said you played D&D, right?
I have played D&D. D&D is actually very fun with the right group of people. The only thing that sucks about D&D is that it requires a lot of your time.
See, I don't know about that, but there is, I think, like a World War II one called Axes and Allies.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind playing that one.
I'm down to play Axes and Allies, and I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to pick. If you want to play Axis and Allies with me, then you know who I would pick.
Well, we might start a PPP group of Axis
and Allies. I'm down for
maybe,
that.
Maybe a Patreon episode.
A Patreon episode where I'm Axis and Allies, and you're going to decide if I'm Axis or Allies.
Is Dungeons and Dragons similar to Warhammer?
Didn't we used to play like Risk a lot?
Close.
Yeah, I played Risk with y'all a couple times. Yeah.
Risk is crazy. Yeah, I like Risk, but I haven't played Risk. I didn't play Risk with y'all. I only played when I was a kid. Josh, what the fuck is you doing?
I just want to see the setup.
He's
reenacting. What's up? We're about to record it outside in a little bit.
For the free episode.
Yeah, the Patreon episode. This is my room.
You can sign up for $1.
Yeah, you can come in if you want. I don't care. I got the same shirt you got. But mine's like 5 times your size.
She can sign up for $1?
No, she cool. Yeah. Yeah, my Patreon, our Patreon Wait. Episode.
No, it's yours, Moy.
No, it ain't mine. It's ours. Nope. It's not mine. It is ours. If anything, it's more Colin's than anybody's.
Yeah, Colin.
Yeah.
I just posted.
Yeah, exactly. But this shoe comes out April 11th.
Converse.
Dungeons & Dragons 50th Anniversary. The next shoe I'm going to talk about is the Claw Adidas Superstar in the black and white, April 12th for $200. This is how the shoe looks like. It looks like a Doc Martin. The shoe looks like a Doc Martin.
With the right fit.
With the right Tyler, the Creator fit. This is a Tyler, the Creator fit.
You can
pull it off.
Yeah, tell me this ain't a Tyler, Creator fit.
You can pull it off, Josh.
I can pull it off.
I think you can pull it off.
Tell me this ain't, this is shit you can wear with some like high waist Kankies, Flood Waters, and a fucking grandma sweater.
Or like a skinhead.
Yeah. Look, tell me. Damn, hey, yo, you just ate half of that in one bite. I saw you, bro. You just ate half a hot dog in one bite. Hold on, let me shut this off. This man just inhaled half the hot dog in one bite.
Glizzy King.
Hold on.
The Glizzy King over
here. Hold on, with guacamole on it. That's crazy.
No ketchup, no mustard.
No, man, just straight guacamole. Yo. Hey, I can't have you doing that in my room, bro.
This is not the premium yet.
Yeah, this ain't the Patreon, bro. Come on, bro. What the fuck?
Do you want to end on the next one?
Yes, the hidden?
All right.
Yes, it's ending on that one.
Shoes, you can wear some black dickies. So.
All right. Next shoe we got.
Rounding it up. Hidden New York reworks the ASIC gel NYC.
Oh, these are fire.
These dropped, I think, on Hidden a couple weeks ago.
These are fire. Drop
on, ASIC. What do you think about those? I want to hear from a female perspective.
Hold on. Right, what do you think about these?
We have a new guest.
Those ones are... I thought we were going to talk about the other ones, the black ones.
No, we were, but we finished those. This is the next shoe. Last year we were talking about.
Those look like I'm going to walk around Midway Mall.
Perfect. That's ASICs. Yes.
Yeah, that's ASICs.
Okay. Yes. So what do y'all think? Y'all looking?
I fuck with Hidden.
These are fire. Hidden is fire. This green is fire.
I feel like if I put those on, I'm ready to go coach a fourth grader.
I'm ready to coach
a group of fourth graders.
Jarrell Castleberry.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. Hey, shout out Coach Castleberry.
Every 5 minutes.
Shout out Coach Castleberry. No, you did it. Oh, I hate y'all so much right now. This man scratching his nuts in front of us, bro.
Who's mad?
Oh my god. No, you fucking did it.
My mom shake his hand. I'm like, oh, you dirty bitch.
Oh my god.
He called it even on the nets all day.
He hit a chest bump for me.
I'm good, coach. I saw what you're doing to me.
I'm good at that, coach.
You was in there, too. I saw the sweat coming.
This man said Castleberry, man.
Hey, man. He don't got no more hair on his head. They had to go somewhere else.
Well, I do have an announcement. It's a free set of tees from Nike and a streetwear brand called Paisa Boys.
Oh, yeah.
For my Mexicans that don't know about Paisa Boys, Paisa Boys is a Mexican-owned streetwear brand, just like Born and Raised. If you don't fuck with Born and Raised as a Mexican, I don't know what to tell you. I don't trust you. And also, if you don't fuck with Primitive, I don't trust you. Primitive is a Mexican-owned skater brand. It's not Mexican-owned. Mexican-owned skate brand by Paul Rodriguez. Shout out Paul Rodriguez. Shout from fucking Nike.com. Nike. P-Rod owns Primitive Skatewear. All the anime collabs is P-Rod.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Shout out Born and Raised. R.I.P. R.I.P. the founder of Born and Raised. I just can't think of his name right now. I'm so lit right now.
Oh, Sponto.
Sponto. Shout out Sponto. Rest in peace, Sponto, for his collaboration and everything. The Born and Raised SB Dunks is a grill of mine. He has that's but Paisa Boys just signed a collaboration with Nike. If y'all don't know what Paisa Boys is, they're dropping a new Nike Air Force, a Nike belt.
Oh, shit.
And a Nike Cortez. I showed some people earlier.
The G Nikes?
Yes, let me show you these Cortezes and Nike. I'm trying to pull it up right now as we speak.
While he's pulling that up, one last drop on April 8th. Joe Fresh Goods New Balance 1000.
Oh, I need those. Joe Fresh Goods. Well, I just need the white and pink ones.
I like the
never misses,
the gray one. Or the... copper.
I love the pink ones.
Yeah, I had
the
to get
the pink ones.
The only reason I wouldn't get the other ones because I got the, you know, the Air Tunes.
Yeah.
Same color.
But, bro, tell me the pink ones are no fucking
the pink is
clean,
fire.
Dog. Like, come
I'm
on.
The ones I think I'm the ones I'm going to try to
I will pick the pink ones personally. Same. Just because how.
Hey, hold up. Ask the chick.
Mariah.
Ask your girl, Mariah. I'm sorry. That's her name. Mariah. Ask Mariah.
Mariah, look at the picture.
Pass the phone. I can see you in these pink ones.
Cute.
I can see you in both of these.
Hey, baby,
with your scrubs.
I picked the.
Hi.
Straight black.
So this is the Nike Air Force Paisa Boys. If y'all know the collaboration, it looks like the old school traditional Mexican belts.
Kind of look like the
Mexican. Has the old school traditional Mexican belts. Nike Air Force. They actually are dropping the Nike belt with the Nike swoosh in the front with this collaboration.
What type of materials?
It is leather and thread, and the Cortez is fire.
I like the Cortez.
The Cortez is fire. Paisa Boys is a Mexican-owned streetwear brand. I want all of it. I want the belt.
Those are
even though the belt won't fit me, I want the fucking belt.
Cool as fuck.
These are fire. I cannot wait for these to come out. It has been a tease. There's no collaboration about it or anything.
Yeah.
What are the materials?
So Moy, just get two belts. Just cut like a piece off the other one.
Cut a piece off.
There you go.
Staple that bitch on.
Bro, don't tempt me. You act like this is a game. Bro. I will do it right now.
I got a nail gun at the house.
What's up? I need some overalls. Duh, if they're my size. Big. I don't know. 30. Depends.
What's your waist?
He's a 32.
My waist is a
30. I'm a 32, motherfucker.
No. My waist is a 36, but I don't wear 36. I wear 40s because my thighs are too big.
36?
My thighs are too thick, so 36 can't fit over my thighs. 40 by 34. 40 by 34.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
34?
$300 overalls.
These are 34s.
Yeah, that could probably fit me. Yeah, I don't like mine super baggy. I don't like mine super baggy. I like mine like normal tailored fit. 34s fit me perfect.
I'm a 32.
32s if I'm trying to show off my socks, but I'm not trying to show off my socks and overalls.
That's the right fit.
Yeah, why the fuck would I show off my socks and overalls? Yeah. Like, come on now. Well, oh my God. All right, so.
40 by 36.
40 by 34. Yeah, that's my size. Whoa. Anyways, we're done with the free episode.
Uh-oh.
We're about to record the Patreon.
Boy.
Thank y'all, everybody. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday,
I'm lit.
Boy.
We're about to drink more. Birthday, we're about to sit up outside to record the Patreon
Super
episode.
Super show over on Patreon.com.
Shout out. Bye.
Goodbye.